Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. One eastbound lane of the Toowoomba Bypass will be open to traffic this afternoon at 2 o'clock. The news comes after more than 4 months of heavy traffic being diverted through the middle of Toowoomba City. In October last year, large sections of the concrete cutting collapsed with the company in charge of construction, Nexus, blaming soil movement after heavy rain. One lane will remain closed while construction works continue. Work isn't expected to be completed until 2024. Two men accused of attempting to loot the scene of December's Wyambilla shooting have been sentenced to 12 months probation. Jason Allen Knight and Jacob Colin Woodhouse, both in their 20s, faced the Chinchilla Magistrates Court yesterday. Police allege they entered the property at 2 a.m. and tried to steal motorcycles less than a week after two police officers and neighbour were murdered there. Hydrogen energy may have a big role to play in the future of our region. The Toowoomba Surat Basin Enterprise is teaming up with CS Energy and the state government to explore the possibilities of a local hydrogen industry. The research will be focused on CS Energy's Kogan Renewables Hydrogen Demo Plant in the Western Downs. Minister for Training and Skills Development, Di Farmer, says a dedicated skills officer is going to be appointed to answer the big questions.
Whether we can work with existing skills, whether we need to develop whole new training qualifications, these are the things that people around the world are still trying to discover, which is why it is so exciting.
Finally, mortgage holders in the Darling Downs are bracing for more bad news out of next week's Reserve Bank meeting. Another rise in the cash rate is expected. Right now, it's sitting at 3.1, the highest it's been in nearly a decade. The member for Groome, Garth Hamilton, says the Toowoomba region already has the highest mortgage stress in Queensland.
The government is doing nothing to help the RBA. In fact, it's leaving the RBA to do all the heavy lifting, which means more interest rate rises are coming.
That's it for now. For more local news, download the Listener app.